Nazis came to her hometown of Dachau. A German soldier shot her dead in her bed. My grandmother did not die to provide cover for Israeli soldiers murdering Palestinian grandmother in Gaza. The current Israeli government, ruthlessly and cynically, exploits the continuing guilt among Gentiles over the slaughter of Jews in the Holocaust, a justification for their murder of Palestinians. The implication is that Jewish lives are precious, but the lives of Palestinians do not count. On Sky News a few days ago, the spokeswoman for the Israeli army was asked about the Israeli killing of, at that time, 800 Palestinians, the total is now 1,000. She replied instantly that 500 of them were militants. That was the reply of a Nazi. I suppose that the Jews fighting for their lives in the Warsaw ghetto could have been dismissed as militants. Because of the failings of Fatah since Arafat's death, Hamas won the Palestinian election in 2006. Hamas is a deeply nasty organization, but it was democratically elected and it is the only game in town. The boycotting of Hamas, including by our government, has been a culpable error from which dreadful consequences have followed. The great Israeli foreign minister Abba Eba, with whom I campaigned for peace on many platforms, said, "You make peace by talking to your enemies." However many Palestinians the Israelis murder in Gaza, they cannot solve this existential problem by military means. Whenever and however the fighting ends, there will still be 1.5 million Palestinians in Gaza and 2.5 million more on the West Bank. They are treated like dirt by the Israelis, with hundreds of roadblocks and with the ghastly denizens of the illegal Jewish settlements harassing them as well. The time will come, not so long from now, when they will outnumber the Jewish population in Israel. It is time for peace, but real peace, not the solution by conquest, which is the Israelis' real goal, but which it is impossible for them to achieve. They are not simply war criminals, they are fools.